Welcome to episode 83. I'm Daniel Pullen, Senior Workplace Relations Consultant for VHIA. We'll start today with the industrial roundup for community health. Community health, health and allied agreement has had its material issued with respect to the ballot of eligible employees. Members are encouraged to take particular note of their requirement to ensure that eligible employees have access to the ballot material in accordance with the bulletin that VHIA has issued. Moving to health professionals and community health, the drafting on the proposed agreement is continuing in consultation with VAPA. Moving to SACS for community health, the Fair Work Commission is satisfied that our response that's been provided by VHIA resolves the issues that the Fair Work Commission raised. We anticipate that the agreement will be ratified shortly. Moving now to medical scientist for community health, VHIA has reviewed the responses received from members regarding Bulletin 2328 and will continue to engage members with respect to that matter. Moving now to regional forums. On the 25th of September, Echuca hosted VHIA and their regional colleagues from the Loddon Mallee region for the VHIA Regional Forum. On the 3rd of October, Stawell hosted VHIA and their regional colleagues for the Grampians Region Forum. These regional forums have provided us a fantastic guidance for the review phase of our agreements, and we thank our hosts and those who have attended. Moving now to the public sector. With respect to biomedical engineers, drafting of the proposed agreement is now complete. VHIA is preparing materials that will be sent to members, which will include ballot information. The EBA reference group met on the 21st of September, and an update is available on the VHIA community app. Moving now to dental therapists, general dentists and specialist dentists in the public sector. A bulletin with a copy of the draft agreement and request for the eligible employee list was issued in late September. The bulletin included indicative ballot timeframes. Eligible employee lists are due to be provided to VHIA by the 5th of October. Moving to the medical scientists in the public sector, the SDPP occurred on the 24th of September. The parties addressed feedback received from the department regarding the relief pool for pharmacists. Additional information is available on the VHIA community app. Moving to nurses and midwives, the SDPP-WG occurred on the 1st of October. Additional information as to the matters discussed is available on the VHIA community app. With respect to the Health and Allied Agreement, members would note that the 1st of October brought a number of substantial changes to the Health and Allied Agreement. VHIA has issued bulletins with respect to each of these changes. The upcoming SDPP-WG on the 10th of October is coming up, and an update will be available on the VHIA community app. Finally, with medical specialists and doctors in training, there is an upcoming SDPP-WG on the 18th of October. That is all for this week's Industrial Roundup.
I love to have a beer with Duncan. I love to have a beer with Duncan. We drink in moderation.
Welcome to the weekly update, where we go in-depth with a particular topic. And joining me today is workplace relations consultant Maria Coppolis. Welcome, Maria.
Thanks, Daniel.
So, Maria, you've done this once before. I'm sure you've watched a number of these podcasts during your time at Monash. So please reveal for our viewers what is under the box.
Sure. Okay, so we've got a TV remote.
A TV remote. Now, would you mind pointing to our TV and pressing play?
Sure.
Welcome back to This Is Your Life and Mr. Slim Dusty. Your comeback in 1984 is via the Slim Dusty movie.
It's a TV show, This Is Your Life.
That's correct. It is an episode of This Is Your Life featuring the late country musician Slim Dusty, famous for his hit A Pub With No Beer, but more relevant, his song Looking Forward, Looking Back. So based on that clue, what is the topic for today's podcast?
I'm not sure, Daniel.
You're not going to hazard a guess? Maybe, you know, I often lean towards maybe, you know, music therapy. When Stuart offers me really vague music-based clues, I often guess music therapy, so you're welcome to try that.
Music therapists?
Unfortunately, no, Maria, it is not music therapists. So the podcast topic for today is for the medical specialist agreement, the reviews over the life of the agreement. So today we're talking about the medical specialist agreement, in particular the reviews that will occur over the life of the agreement. And to assist those in front of them, the clauses we're discussing today include Clause 7, Savings of Local Agreements, and Clause 63, the Service Delivery Partnership Plan.
Okay, so beginning with Clause 7, Saving of Local Agreements, can you provide a brief history of this clause?
So Clause 7 restates the savings provision from the 2013 agreement. It also provides for a review process by which saved pre-existing entitlements are expressly identified.
And what are the saved pre-existing entitlements?
So the saved pre-existing entitlements means terms and conditions of employment that were applying prior to the 2013 agreement, subject to conditions elsewhere within that clause.
Is there a list of where these saved pre-existing entitlements arise from?
So there is. The agreement provides at Schedule F a list of local certified agreements and enterprise agreements in operation immediately prior to 17 December 2013.
And what is the purpose of the review process?
So the purpose of this review process is to provide clarity regarding the saved provisions.
And over what time frame does the review occur?
So the agreement provides that this review must occur and be concluded within the first 6 months of the agreement coming into effect. Ultimately, the specialist agreement will be varied to reflect these agreed provisions.
I understand we've received material from the AMA detailing what they believe are the saved pre-existing entitlements from those local arrangements and enterprise agreements.
That is correct. So VHA received copies of draft schedules that were prepared by the AMA to reflect the terms that they believe are saved.
And we've provided that to our members?
Yes, we have.
And what does the process look like from here?
So we're going to consult with health services on an individual basis. We'll seek their instructions as to a response to their own draft schedule from the AMA.
So some of these arrangements are quite old. What happens where there has been variations to employment arrangements since these agreements were struck?
So Clause 7 acknowledges that there may have been variations to employment arrangements based on local negotiations that replaced or superseded pre-existing entitlements. In those circumstances, those variations will be considered in the review and included in the health service specific schedule where relevant and subject to the certain conditions prescribed within the clause.
So to make it clear, no decisions will be made on these schedules without the express involvement and input from the health services covered.
That is correct.
When will VHIA be scheduling these discussions with members?
So this item in particular is rather urgent. It requires the review to be concluded within the first 6 months of the agreement coming into effect, and noting that period includes the Christmas and January break. We would like to commence discussions with members in October.
So let's move on to Clause 63. This is the Service Delivery Partnership Plan. Can you please summarise the review items in this clause?
So the clause provides for the establishment of a review of the rates of pay, which is the paper rate versus the actual rate, the existing manager's allowances, and a fatigue management review.
Okay. In terms of the review of pay rates, can you summarise this process?
So this review will occur over the life of the agreement and will involve the establishment of a joint working party to undertake a review of those rates of pay and other conditions.
What is the purpose of the review?
To identify conditions that more accurately reflect current practice, and also a method to move the current paper rate to those actual market rates for full-time medical specialists.
I take it that fractional doctors are not included?
Correct, they're not included.
Okay. And you mentioned this will occur over the life of the agreement.
So that is correct. It is a process that will occur jointly between VHIA, our members, their doctors, and AMA. It's anticipated that this work will commence in late 2019 and early 2020.
Where does the manager allowance align with this process?
So during bargaining, members would recall that AMA sought to provide a manager allowance to reflect the additional duties and responsibilities performed by medical specialists in leadership positions. While the parties were unable to agree on a set rate across the entire agreement, the parties were able to agree on descriptors and principles that would underpin the review of managers' allowances.
And where would members find the descriptors and principles?
So these are set out in Schedule E of the Medical Specialist Agreement.
So were they developed in consultation with key stakeholders?
They were. So we engaged heavily with our reference group and members of the Victorian Medical Executive to develop the descriptors and the principles.
So when the parties are discussing the review of rates of pay, paper versus actual and other conditions, it will incorporate the review of existing manager allowance rates and their alignment to the descriptors and principles in Schedule E.
That's correct.
The agreement provides for a fatigue management review. What is the process with respect to this?
So the agreement provides that the terms of reference for the fatigue management review must be agreed between the parties within 6 months of the agreement coming into effect.
Have the parties discussed fatigue in the context of the doctor's agreement?
So we have. So during bargaining, Associate Professor Mark Howard of the Institute for Breathing and Sleep, and also the Director of the Victorian Respiratory Support Service based out of Austin Hospital, presented to the group and discussed the impact of shift work and fatigue on alertness, safety and productivity for healthcare workers.
Associate Professor Mark Howard would be known to some of the members as he provided input in the OH&S industry working group arising from the Nurses and Midwives Agreement.
That's correct. So VHI have undertaken to provide a summary of work that's been produced within the sector, including the work produced within the Nurses and Midwives OH&S industry working group with respect to fatigue management, and we'll present that to the SDPPWG for the Doctors Agreement, which occurs in October.
If members want to be involved in these reviews, how should they get in touch?
So we'd encourage members to keep an eye on the VHIA community app, as we'll be notifying members in the coming weeks as to how they can get involved. So thank you, Maria, for joining me today discussing the review over the life of the agreement for the medical specialists.
Thanks, Daniel.
We might conclude with a song by Slim Dusty, A Pub With No Beer.
But there's nothing so lonesome, morbid or drear, than to stand in the bar of a pub with no beer.